With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Team Cayman is gearing up for a big showing at this October's first global challenge in South Korea. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
As the countdown continues, the Cayman Islands National Robotics Team has hit a major milestone. The robot build is complete. Under the theme of igniting innovation, this year's Olympics-style competition challenges teams to enter breakthroughs in wildfire prevention, mitigation, and recovery. Each team is tasked with building and programming robots to stop the spread of wildfires and support environmental resilience. They'll be tested during a 2-minute and 30-second match in a simulated environment to contain a wildfire using their robots. Towards the end of the match, they must prevent future wildfires by positioning their robots to climb a 6.4-meter metal brace pipe. After weeks of hard work, Team Cayman has successfully built a reliable mechanism that allows their robot to climb the pipe. Over the coming weeks, the team says it will focus on strategy testing, tweaking code, and optimizing how the robot operates before taking the world stage. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other local news, the Cayman Islands Center for Business Development is encouraging more young people to explore entrepreneurship by extending the application period for its popular youth pitch competition. Radio Cayman's Jeffrey Ebanks has the details.
The initiative, which opens to residents between 14 and 24 years old, challenges participants to create and present original business ideas for the chance to win cash prizes and professional support. The top five entrants will have the opportunity to pitch before a live audience at a small business expo on the 21st of October at Hotel Indigo. Officials say the competition is not just about winning money, but about helping young people develop confidence, business skills, and practical experience that can support future entrepreneurial success. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In regional news, a second group of 12 students from St. Kitts and Nevis has arrived in Taiwan to begin university studies under the 2026 Taiwan Scholarship Program. 37 students received scholarships this year, with final batch landing on August 24th. The St. Kitts and Nevis Embassy in Taiwan confirmed their arrival and welcomed the group at the airport, along with resident ambassador Donia L. Francis and members of the Association of St. Kitts and Nevis to Taiwan. In a social media post, the embassy said the students arrived safely and they are ready to explore Taiwan as they head to their respective universities. Britain's King Charles will visit several CARICOM nations in October during a week-long tour. Buckingham Palace says the King and Queen Camilla will travel to the Bahamas, Antigua and Barbuda, and Guyana from October 27th to November 4th. The stop in Nassau comes ahead of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Antigua and Barbuda and marks the King's first visit to the Bahamas since taking the throne in 2022. The palace says the tour fulfills a promise Charles made in 2024 after missing the Bahamas' 50th independence celebrations due to cancer treatment. Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with David Harper. Hundreds of people are missing, including more than 460 foreign tourists, after devastating flash floods swept through northern Nepal. The Nepalese government says preliminary reports suggest an earthquake may have triggered an avalanche that struck a river near the border with Tibet. The holding company of Facebook and Instagram, Meta, has agreed to pay about $17 billion to US states after being accused of harming children. While denying wrongdoing, Meta is also introducing daily limits and nighttime blocks on teenage users. Meta says it will extend them if other social media companies follow suit. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has suspended the country's health secretary after 14 newborn babies burned to death at a hospital in Islamabad. Some were just hours old. Mr. Sharif has expressed deep anger over the tragedy. He's ordered a full inquiry. Russia has claimed that a Ukrainian strike on a bus killed 10 people in the occupied east of the country. It comes after drones destroyed another warehouse belonging to the Russian retailer Wildberries, this time in the Tambov region, 500 kilometres south of Moscow. The United States Treasury says it is imposing economic sanctions on three movements it describes as far-left terrorist networks. Among those targeted is the Italy-based Autistici Inventita, which provides digital services to help protect the privacy of activists. The Emmy-winning British actor Tim Curry has died at the age of 80. He was best known for his starring role in the 1975 film The Rocky Horror Picture Show, playing the lingerie-clad scientist Dr. Frank N. Furter. He also appeared in the film musical Annie, BBC News.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.